remember it being done in my head.
Well, we just kind of need to, and one or two, if you will, step over here. So we can, finish the picture, get it, so we can get on that screen in front there, please.
Is it all right?
Yeah. And, you should be with, Mr. Office Officer today, probably on Friday, at the Environmental Protection Center. And to this witness, give you the background, you start to.
Mr. Peter Cohen?
From, Florida Street, and this is the last.
The last, right?
Part of a very important thing that was about to happen here.
You're with, at the president.
You're going to that area?
Yeah.
I wasn't to go with Jewel.
Jewel, that's right.
Terry Chan, you're a city policeman? And this is a special.
That's where you should be.
Anderson Mills, this is not a city. And this is not a city.
And you've been to the national city, that's where I'm going to drive. Before you pull that.
Well, San Antonio, Texas.
And it's not to the one city, but. Oh, yes.
Thanks. This is Tony Ford, oceanographer with First Army, and she's a secretary.
Well, you're, old Carson, but in, oceanography, over there, or? Oh, in the trade, I see. Wow, glad to have you here.
As you're John Reynolds, you're in Oregon.
I'm here for service.
And Alex Holman.
Hi. Thanks, sir.
This is Justin Alves, just finished law school in Michigan, and is now a secretary of work.
Hi. Very awesome. Did you, neighbor law?
I had a great year.
And you have a good, very law school, I can tell. And now you're going, what do you do in there?
Well, right now, I'm in the school with me, anyway.
Yeah.
But I was.
You're very tall.
Oh, I was just.
Beautiful.
Well, I do.
Stephen Gage, University of Texas, is now about to live.
Oh, yes, the, sign you feel so well. Not at all.
Did you ask you in Austin, but, anytime?
Right. Was it right, actually, in Texas, I saw a little bit in Saturday.
Maybe.
Yeah, apparently they still got that offensive line moved.
Pretty much 600 yards in the ground.
And, anyway. They only witnessed a little passive that stuff.
Mark Sackett?
Hi.
Senator Park Law School, and is, now Secretary of Army.
Yes, and he did. Where are we from, which is upstate state?
Upstate New York.
Upstate New York.
Sorry, but the, Washington Trust Association, the return of law school.
Oh, yes, you know about that.
Yes, I serve on the National Council.
Yes, right.
And, we're very much appreciative of that.
Well, we're glad, some people objected to it, but we're glad some people like that.
No, it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, it's the right thing to do. And it's a historic, significance, perhaps, and that'll bring deals to.
Very, very much.
Particularly, they knew something about
Secretary Ron's resignation, and she had, strong enough to do some housing problems, some issues.
Was he working on it?
Very much so. He was already involved in the last major situation.
That's what I was like. Yes, sure. You were Harvard Law School?
Yes, yes.
It's a tough conversation.
Yes, it is.
Well, we're glad to have you.
As Robert Fowler, I said, I'm the attorney officer. Now is, Mark Frederick in my house.
Yes.
John Reese, assistant town council, was a Cascade. And Mr. Harvey.
We got it. You're pretty well, I just want to show that.
Yes.
As for this question.
Is that very well, my house on those?
Right. It's a great company. I wrote this funny one. Here's the.
Mike Kelly, Arthur Anderson. Mr. Schultz.
Yes. You're in, accounting with the.
I was in, business management.
So, they do work even through long terms.
That's right.
Arthur, when I was a kid. say my bitch teeth.
Attorney Schweitzer, please call the roll again, the audience. And it's now Peterson.
Well, I see my hearing. Tomorrow, I'll be on the show, so I'll see you. I know that will be weak, and that's there. Government, that's, yeah, I know it, government, but there's a lot of work, so we have that now.
Larry Kendall. And Kendall has just finished the tech school, that's him, and is now the secretary of interior.
That's interior, right. You go with him up to Portland.
No, we just came on board.
We just came, so we didn't get out to this Colorado.
I was not going to be there, I didn't get out.
Yeah, but you did get out, yeah, you did. One thing about him, we'll be around.
Yes, I know.
And one of the other things about interior, they have a nice place off the Virgin Islands. And a lot of other places, I do have a cash away, you know, where I'll pitch all of you with you, so I can stand the certain circumstances.
Alex Stevenson.
Good.
And he's a secretary of transportation.
Oh, yes, yes. What field would you be working in there, you know?
Principally with the secretary, sir, in connection with the secretary of office.
Yes, sir.
With the intermodal transportation program.
All right.
Plenty of room.
Yes, that's right.
And finally, Mr. Fred Ressler, the Boston County, who is the deputy director of the Chief of Police.
We would like to take a quick photograph.
Bruce Overton.
Senators.
I guess we can see, we can get everybody in, so I just step right in the middle here, for everybody. There we are. Why don't you, can you see us all out there? No, I don't know. Can't.
Make sure I have it. Everybody's in now.
All right.
All right. Okay, thank you, sir.
That way you get no blanks to take that. Well, I wanted to welcome you all when you first came on to, before you get disillusioned, you know. I say disillusioned because I don't think you will be, actually, because you've all got good assignments. We've tried to see that our White House falls, our first year, I don't think we've gotten as well positioned as we might have. But we have found that as cabinet officers, as they've been around a while, people in various departments, they want you. That's really important, and they've learned that you can contribute a great deal. And I think the worst thing you can do is to bring somebody out of business or out of law or, you know, or school or after you graduate from grad school, you come down here to Washington, you're going to change the world, and your bright eyes will be jailed for grad, and you find out. You're shuffling papers, it doesn't matter. Now, as a matter of fact, you'll feel that lots of times, what you're doing doesn't matter. You kind of get that feeling because it's, needless to say, it's so big. And you say, does it ever get into this office? You know, you see, I only have 3 or 4 boards. but actually, I can emphasize to you strongly that really is the many of the successful operations ever do get here. I mean, that's a mark of their success. In a sense, it's the ability of a department to run its various affairs well, to handle these problems, and do it without an enormous amount of controversy that makes government something that the people feel that they have confidence in, that it will work, that it isn't something that's always bogged down, crisis amendment, and so forth and so on. It's easy to have a crisis amendment and make a headline every day and so forth about this or that and the other argument. But the hard thing is to do that grueling work, which means coming up with some programs that can be implemented, that will be effective. And this is the hard thing for most people, to be somewhat anonymous. And, you probably wonder how anybody would rather not speak of anonymity, as I have been a congressman, senator, and vice president, out of office, in office, and so forth. Well, of course, the answer is that having been in all those positions, I think that the people that have been enormously valuable, people who have made great contributions, and more often than not,
they were those whose names were down in the ranks, the public ranks. I don't mean that there aren't occasions when you've got to get out there and be in the front, you've got to be in the arena, and you've got to, you know, be hard with your point of view of ours. But what I'm really trying to say is that throughout this government, as in any business, as in any school, as in any operation, there are just a lot of enormously talented people who day after day just do a good job. And they never get any medals, and most of them never get in this office because there's room for 2.5 million with any time to do anything else. But they are really what makes it go. And I just hope that our people here, in the various assignments we've given, that we have given, that we will this next year, most importantly, is that you can feel that you're doing something that's worthwhile. I know it's worthwhile, but I want you to feel it. You're going to be working with good people. We have excellent people that will be here, the cabinet officers and the various administration people. And I think, will give you opportunities to fulfill your desires to be a public servicer this year. Now, when it's all over, I hope to at least on some occasion to see you again and say goodbye or sometimes in the interim. But when it's all over, I'm sure that the real test is that when you go back, you will think it's worthwhile. And as a matter of fact, if you can go back and think it's so worthwhile that you might try again in, who knows, some other part of public service. I would not for the moment suggest that only through public service can an individual serve this country. Not in our system, that is the way it works. 5/6 of what America produces is private rather than public service. But I do suggest that public service does mean dedicated, able, selfless people. I mean, because the inevitable tendency for which is fortunately now passing by, we think of public service being sort of the low part of the totem pole financially, and it is, of course, compensated to the same extent that most on the outside can get, but also in prestige. That time perhaps has passed, but we really think that your coming in here will raise the quality for all of us, and we know you will inspire the men you work with and the women you work with. I just have to show you how careful you have to be. I had a Ziegler just was in the office before you came in. He says, I'm having a real flash of press because he said, I said Saturday when Justice Black's resignation was announced that the president was considering would appoint the best man he could find for the job. And the women's lip things are objective. So I said, all right, you can correct it. You can just go out and say, I'm looking. We use the term that man, of course, always. As a matter of fact, you guys should know that there are several women members of Congress. But if you ask a woman member of Congress who has been there for some time, rather than being called Congresswomen, they want to be called Congressmen. Not because they're men, but because that's the title, and they do not want to be separated out. But apparently, women have hadn't heard about that. So. You're not quite old enough at court yet, so. As a matter of fact, we were in talking to the Attorney General. So I said, now, look over the whole field and see what women as well as men are involved in. There's one will be appointed sometime. But be that as it may, we're glad to have you. We're glad to, I hope you will, in the time that you work here, too, that you. You really get a feel of the city that you appreciate it. You probably have some of you small children, and you may not be back this way again. And it has so much to offer. Let it be an experience you look back upon. Not with frustration, not with, well, anyway, I expected so much and got so little, because it's going to be what you make. I think you're all going to make quite a bit. Now, when I give you a few trinkets to take along, let's see. So because of the freeze, you can't cool on right now. And then you all get the traditional presidential cufflinks. It's the presidential seal that you see on the bar in there, which is a mark of this office, in a covenant. And so that the women will not be sure the fence is the same, except it's a little bold for you. Now, they're not, you don't have to report them, they don't cost much like that. On the other hand, only presidents can give them. So this will be your, this is your only pay for all the overtime.
Thank you.